Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
There we go. Hello to you. It's dark already. This is fun. It gets dark now at, 1:48 in the afternoon? It's like, it feels like you're in Alaska, where half the year it's dark for 24 hours. The other half, it's light for 24 hours. Something like that. Oh, breaking news. Body found. Yikes. Woof. Channel 2. On that, I didn't see where it was, but big red graphic, breaking news. Yikes. Anyhow, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. A new mayor was found. We knew this was going to happen. It was just a matter of rubber stamping last evening, Corey O'Connor.
Yeah, and I think that's what we have to project. I know, you know, the NFL draft's going to be here before we know it. That gives us 50 million eyes on Pittsburgh that week. So we have to talk about that. Talk about how you can raise your family here and stay here and the opportunities that we have. We have arts, we have culture, we have great neighborhoods. And I think that's our prime opportunity to talk about the new Pittsburgh.
Sure is. Now, here's a prime opportunity for me to give you some unsolicited advice, Corey, that where you are right. And look, he deserves a chance. At least I'll say, I'm going to give him a chance. I think he's a good man. I think there were things he did in his campaign that were pandering, but he's a politician. They all do. I think deep down he is a, not even all that deep, on the surface. His whole being is he wants to make this city a good place. And there were some actions and some people he aligned with that he had to use as vehicles to get to this office. He's a politician. It's what they do. But he is a good man, and I won't waver from that. His first two orders of business among the top five, maybe, are this: bolstering big development and hiring more police. Okay, that has to happen. I don't know who would disagree with that. Anybody who's logical would agree with that. Those two things are opposed, and maybe even morally opposed, which is crazy, by people he has quasi-aligned with, like people he went to the No Kings March with. So there are also people, some of them, maybe even many of them, who voted for him. Definitely over Tony Marino. Maybe not over Ed Gainey, but when it came to it, over Tony Marino. So he's at a crossroad right now. Where he is right now, to please the Gainey and Amorato crowd, he has to condemn developments. He has to crush the tax base. He has to reside over the last gasps of a city and call everything positive gentrification. He can't do that. And he knows he can't do that. And by virtue of doing that, going against all that, he's going to alienate himself from that Gainey crowd, from that No Kings rally crowd. But he had to have them in his pocket to get some votes. So right now is the time to stand tall. Right now is a time for him to walk as his own man. And right now is a time for him to tell those people to screw off. But he won't do that. He'll just ignore them, which is a better play because that's the kind of guy that he is. I'd tell him to screw off. But then again, I'd never get elected mayor. That's the move that he needs to pull. And here's why. He can't serve both sides of the Democratic Party. He's going to have to, if he wants to have success, bring it back to the middle in this town. Here's another reason why. All those goofy people with 35 different color hair that wear 70 buttons and have, you know, 150 bumper stickers on their car and go to every rally, They ain't got any money. And they're not going to give them any money. They don't got any development yank in this town. They don't want development. They hate Bakery Square. They hate cranes in the air. They hate everything CMU is trying to do in AI and everything else. But they vote Democrat. He's going to have to tell them to jump in the lake, or more so, just ignore them. What he needs to do, he's acted as a typical Democrat to this point. He needs to escape from that just a little bit. Rich people are ready to build here. Rich people are ready to advance and use AI, use Carnegie Mellon, use some other things to really help propel this city forward. He needs to disassociate from those social justice warriors. The sooner, the better. You don't need to lead them astray anymore. You don't need their vote. And they sure as hell don't have any money for you. Right now is the time for him to collab, to get the big players, people like Cliff Forrest, get them in a room. People that have money or handle other people's money. People like the Continuums of the world, like Tecum Capital, places like that. Get them in rooms. Talk about how you could advance. And, excuse me, maybe, just maybe, the far left are going to throw their hands up and say, wait a minute, we voted for you. We thought you were against gentrification. We thought you were against the big business and development. He needs to prove right now, and I think he will, and I think he'll be a good mayor for this, that he's a big boy. And he doesn't have time for those knuckleheads. It's time to play ball. And Corey O'Connor, right now, really can only play ball on one team. He can't play ball on both. And a lot of people in Pittsburgh are seeing through this right now. And that's the main thing he has to do as soon as he gets into office. All these people that want to flood Grant Street and talk about what bathroom they want to use and do this and do that, and yell and scream about the other thing, well, that's all well and good for a Saturday before you get elected. But after you get elected, you know what people want to see? More cops. You know what else people want to see? More buildings. You know what else people want to see? Jobs. You know what all those people at those rallies don't want? Any of that stuff. Screw them. Get into rooms with the power players and leave those people in your wake. If Corey O'Connor is going to be a good mayor, that's what he got to do, and that's what he got to do ASAP. Not to give you unsolicited advice, Corey, but you can only play on one team. Let those crazy people go. Line yourself up with the power brokers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.